to be Jesus and Mary. St. Paul, in today's first reading, humbly and openly tells us of his mystical experiences with God. And he's achieved this close personal contact with God by accepting his vocation and serving the Lord with his whole heart. We know intellectually that God is three persons, that he's a personal God. God will become a person for those who serve him and do not ignore his request. So what does God tell us in the gospel today? First of all, he tells us that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God. We cannot serve money. We're either going to be concerned with serving God first. He's going to be the priority in our life, or else making money or some other pleasure that we seek before God, that we put before God, is going to be our heart's desire. And he wants our whole heart, our undivided heart. And he also reminds us, our Lord reminds us, how much God cares for us. He tells us not to be anxious about tomorrow, not to worry. We see how God takes care of the animals. They don't hoard things, but and so many people are anxious about one thing or another these days. And they're anxious about their health. And so many people ask for prayers. Yet they want want God to answer their prayers, yet they don't fulfill his requests. They don't bother going to Mass. They make excuses. They can't attend. Or they love God, but they also love this other person that they're living with. They don't want to make a lifetime commitment with them, or maybe they've already been married once before. And they are anxious, but we put God first in our lives. And God is going to take care of us. And don't be surprised if he doesn't answer your prayers, if you don't answer his requests.